Welcome to Power World Nerd. We're here playing some Warhammer RPG. We've got Snorri here. I'm a dwarf, and my job is to serve Master Errol and get him elected as president of the... Where are we?
Uber Shrike.
Well, not president per se, but the king. Or just a noble, I don't know. Whatever, he is my queen, and I don't want it. We also have Jasper. Jasper is a... I forget. So, Jasper, why don't you reintroduce yourself?
I'm Jasper Stiglitz. I'm priest.
What you else are a priest.
What else do you want to know?
This is exactly... I forget, like, everything.
I think I have my backstory somewhere. Let me see. Yeah, here we go. I've been in Uber Shrek for 15 years, and then I developed a relationship with Duke Sigismond, and then I was shocked that he got stripped of his title and left, so I'm walking around with these guys trying to get some answers.
Very nice. Errol, who are you?
I'm Errol Smith. I'm a soldier. I'm 17 years old. I don't know why everyone thinks I'm going to be the next king, but I'm just kind of going along with it because I'm afraid to say otherwise. They're kind of intense personalities. And that's really that. I got a gun. I mean, I'm pretty good with that. I can't fight for shit. But, yeah, well, I mean, just taking things day by day.
Day by day. He's a hero. All right. If you don't know it, he saved my life.
Great. Yeah, I told fighter you he is. So many times that it was kind of an accident.
So, and I'm Steve. I'm going to be running the game. Thanks for joining us. We got one more player who's going to join us in a little bit, and then when he pops on, we'll give his little intro. So you guys have just broken up this fight in the beer tent. It's 10:45 right now. You're set to fight a little bit later on in the day. After the fight and that strange magical darkness came out of nowhere, Ralph Gerstner, the road warden you met, turned back to the bar and just kind of sank back into some more alcohol. Your friend from the watch who told you about the fights today, Dieter Fleck, is just kind of sitting there. He sits back down on like a crate. And what do you guys want to do?
I don't rightly know. I'll follow Errol's lead with my axe.
Sure. So to reiterate, because it's been a while since we played, when you got here, the Tin Spur, the fighting pit, is this large circular structure. And around the outskirts, there's two guards posted, which I'm pretty sure you found out. But if not, I'll just tell you. One is guarding like a kennel area for fighting dogs, and the other one's guarding something else. I don't think you found out what that was. Mm-hmm. There's an entrance to like a fighter's rest area, and that you guys were given badges allowing you entry. That was to the top right of the map. And then the bottom left is like a bunch of food vendors that are selling a whole bunch of different, you know, concessions to whoever walks by. And the space is fairly crowded. There's a whole bunch of people. They're not shown on this map, but there's a bunch of people walking around, you know, just waiting for the fights to start.
Is there a way to see into the pit?
From the outside, no. The circular ring is a very tall, it's a three-story tall building. Yeah, it's fairly thick. There's no visible way. There's solid walls.
And we're currently in the rest area for the fighters, right?
No, you guys are currently in the upper right. You're in the beer tent.
The structure is the...
Yeah, see, so in the upper right, there's that little staircase that leads to the fighters' rest area.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and you guys are in the self-explanatory beer pit.
Forgot I could zoom out.
Y'all.
And I've already refreshed your guys' fortunes for the session.
Gotcha.
Definitely forget what the fortunes are.
Oh, but that's so, a
roll, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Got it.
Yep, fortunes, they allow you to reroll a failed test. You can add one success level after it's rolled. And you can also, at the start of a round, you can spend one to choose when you want to act in that round. Basically choose when you want your initiative to be.
Oh, cool.
And I'm guessing there's nothing I could do in the interim to heal my wounds, right?
So, there is a heal skill I don't think any of you have.
I'd probably be the one most likely to have it, right?
Yeah, probably. Let's see. It's a special... It's an advanced skill. Oh, you do have it.
Do I?
Yeah, so
religion or talent?
No, so if you click on your character, your token,
yep,
right?
I'm in
under
there.
The right column under skills, you see heal.
The basic, oh, advanced, right? Okay, yeah,
advanced,
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, so advanced again, not everyone, if you don't have the advanced skill, you can't attempt it. So I don't remember, to be honest, if you guys tried this, but you can try it again if you want. So after every encounter, a character can only benefit from one heal test.
Okay.
So if you wanted to kind of talk to Jasper, because it looks like Errol and Snorri have lost some wounds.
Wait, we lost what, Steve?
It looks like you guys were injured in that last brawl.
Yeah.
Months ago. Oh, we were?
Yeah.
Did we roleplay me coming in and hearing what happened yet, or no?
I don't believe you did.
No. All right, I'll walk in, and then I guess I see them a little beat up and like shit's thrown everywhere, and I'll say, "By gods, what happened in here?" Yeah.
Do I remember?
You should. It was like literally 5 seconds ago in game time.
All right. What happened was we got fucked up by a thing that tried to kill us.
It was your typical drunken brawl where people get drunk and act stupid.
All right. This drunkard over here tried to beat us up and we fucked his cat.
Cat?
Is that like a dwarvish saying?
Right, you've never heard that? We fucked his cat?
No.
No? Alright. Master Errol, you'll need to be learning some of these dwarven phrases if you want to be the true king.
Yeah.
I can't say that my religion approves of bestiality, but you do you.
Well, not actually fucked it. We just fucked it. If you know what I mean.
No.
We beat the shit out of him.
When there was a cat?
What?
There was a cat here?
Dave, was there a cat here?
No, I don't know. No.
Oh. Then I did not say that part about fucking this cat. We fucked him up. This man right here. And he points to the man that we beat up.
So, this already happened, but we'll retcon it a little bit. So the guards come over, and everyone that started the brawl, they kick them out. They're like, "Hey, fucking drunk bastards, get the fuck out of here." And you see them ushering all the common folk that were involved in this scruff. The guards kind of usher them out, kick them out of the Tin Spur area.
Yeah, Master Errol, are you all right?
Yeah, I mean, I got hit a couple times, but I'm still standing.
Just what?
I'm still standing.
Well, that's good. Wouldn't want you to be falling.
I was hoping you guys would save something for the brawl later.
All right, we can do that later.
I mean, believe it or not, we actually didn't start this one.
Well, we always seem to find ourselves in some sort of mess, don't we?
I know we do.
Hmm. So, Steve, can I do one heal test for each guy, or just?
Yep, yep. So each person can be the beneficiary. So you can do one for each.
Okay.
Now, typically, I don't agree with this. Typically, on a failure for a heal test, you actually cause wounds. I think that's a little harsh. I think we're going to change that to if you roll a critical failure, you'll cause wounds.
All right. And if I just regular fail, it just doesn't do anything.
It just doesn't do anything.
Yeah. All right. I'll say, well, I can't very well go into the brawl in the shape you guys are in. I can try to patch you guys up a little bit.
Yeah, that would be much appreciated.
All right. I'm going to click on the heal.
Yep, so it'll be plus zero.
Challenging?
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
And down. You rolled a critical failure.
How? How, Brett?
Who were you targeting with that?
Me.
Yeah, I was going to say Snorri.
All right, so it is your intelligence bonus plus your SL. So you're actually, you're not going to end up causing wounds because it'd be zero. So you cause zero. You can, of course, reroll with a fortune, or you can spend the
dark deal.
The dark deal. Or I don't think this is probably... You can use resilience, but that's the super one where you can just choose to pass. But that one doesn't. Resolve at the beginning of sessions.
I'll do a fortune.
Okay.
So, I click on it. Oh wait, no. I do the.
I think if you click on your test on the chat bar, I believe it gives you an option.
Right click
and then hit use a fortune point to reroll.
Oh, there it is. Use a fortune point to reroll. Okay, here we go. Boom.
That's even worse. So no,
it wasn't a critical, at least.
Yeah, so you're not going to cause wounds, so if you want to keep rerolling, you need to take a dark deal. Dark. Otherwise, Snorri is not getting any wounds back.
I didn't want any.
You're not going to tell me how many dark deals I did. Like, I would have remembered if we didn't...
No, because I told you that I'm keeping it secret specifically so that it's a surprise. And I'm just going to tell you if you're going to get a mutation, because then you have the option to spend the resilience to not. But the amount of corruption points you guys have are secret.
All right. This is pissing me off, so I'm going to take a dark deal.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You succeed. So I think... let me just take away, because I've been taking them off of your sheet and writing them on my own. So let me find out where they are, your corruption points. Is that our trappings? Notes.
Maybe in notes all the way at the bottom.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. Okay, so it doesn't look like I gave it to you. That's okay. All right, so basically you heal 6 wounds to Snorri. So Snorri, you can go ahead and add that health.
I am going to be honest and say I don't remember how to do this at all.
So double-click on your token.
Okay, I did that.
Go to main.
Yep, main.
Go to the wounds and just plug it.
Yep, you're only missing one wound. You didn't get that. You didn't get that fucked up.
Sorry, Brett.
It's okay.
He took a dark deal for one wound. I appreciate it.
It was the principle of it.
That was the principle of it.
I understand.
That's how much I care about my friends.
Oh, thanks, man.
All right. So I'll do
the same for you.
In the middle of this bare knuckle brawl, we're all going to get mutations.
Amazing.
All right, I'll do Errol next.
Yeah, you will.
Nice.
Challenging.
Nope. So nothing right now.
what do I have
for context, Errol is missing two wounds. He's at 9 out of 11.
Fortunes come back with a rest, right?
Fortunes come back at the beginning of sessions.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
and you have two left, it looks like.
Yeah. I'll do it. Fuck it. Oh, sorry, I hit the wrong button.
That's okay. Just do the test again. It's fine. It's essentially the same because you're just...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. No. All right. Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, but you rolled a 69. Nice.
Giggity, giggity.
You hear this voice in your head. I can help you.
No. Not
no dark deals?
Not today, Satan.
Okay, so we'll say about 5 minutes has gone by. And the time it takes you to kind of patch him up. You look, it's all just cuts and bruises from, you know, being punched and thrown around inside this tent.
I take out my axe and say, Master Errol, my axe is probably a wee bit cold if you'd like to ice your face with it.
I think I'm good. I think I'll be all right.
All right. Well, I offered.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Kind of stings a bit.
So stupid. We have fun here.
We do.
Was there a specific reason we're doing the fighting thing, or was it just to, like, earn extra money?
Basically just to earn extra money.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he was like, when you guys were approached, he just said that you guys really impressed everyone with their fighting skills. Okay, you guys could probably make a bunch of money here.
That and my axe.
You can't use that, just so we're clear.
Huh.
Ah, fuck. And it's bare knuckles, Steve, or is it like...
Knuckle brawl.
If I had a brass knuckle, that would be frowned upon.
Yeah, well, yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's B-A-R-E knuckle, not B-E-A-R, just so you know.
Snorri takes out the bear paws that he has of a massive mountain bear that he killed one day when he was toying around with his axe.
And my axe.
And my axe. And my axe.
I don't know what voice to do for Jasper. I still want to make a voice for him. Man.
Oh, it's Snorri!
What was that?
It's Jasper!
I dig it.
That's a ranged old lady. I love it. Do it again.
Do it.
You can't just do it on command.
Isn't that like church lady?
It sounds like a creep. It's like a creepy version of Casper the Ghost.
In one of my other D&D games, someone is playing a gnomish warlock named Hiroshi Schmeldman.
He's
basically Kyle's cousin from South Park. Have you ever seen that episode?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Oh, this is just terrible.
100%. Except he's a necromancer.
Oh, that's amazing.
All right. Maybe we should go wait in the rest area till it's our turn to fight.
Right. I suppose we could do that.
I feel like at this point we should get someplace safe. Everywhere we go, we get into fights.
Why is that, Master Errol? You know what it is that they're all out to get you. They don't want you to be the king.
Yeah, well, I don't want to fight everyone.
Well, don't worry. I'll do the fighting for you.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Just stay behind me and my axe.
Yeah, you say that a lot.
And you don't. And you don't listen. Always run past me and get yourself punched in the face.
Well, if I'm behind you and I try and use my gun, I'm going to shoot you, and I don't want to do that.
I'm very short, Master Arrow.
That's true.
Just aim over my head.
Yeah, well, I got a blunderbuss. It's not so much for the aiming. You just kind of hope.
What?
It just kind of shoots everywhere.
Well, that sounds like that. What?
Well, yeah, I'll show you. And I take out the blunderbuss and I'm like, you know, I just put a bunch of bullets down here and it's got like the really wide barrel. And when I shoot, it just goes everywhere.
This is sounding like for Don, this is like a shotgun, basically.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Blunderbusses were popular because you almost didn't have to use ammo. You could just shove anything in the barrel.
Do you know who has a blunderbuss, Don? King K. Rool.
Nice. Good reference.
Yes, except he shoots cannonballs for some reason.
Because he put those in very specifically.
I mean, if the blunderbuss is big enough.
That's fair. So you guys are going to walk over to the fighting area? Or the rest area?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
All right, so you guys can move your characters over to where the guard is up at the top.
I don't want to.
It's too much nicer when you don't have to move everyone's characters.
I know, right? I will move Ivan. And as you leave, because Dietger didn't get a pin, he's just like, hey, I'll wait for you guys here.
Bye, Dietger. See you. Cheers on.
All right, bye, Dietger. Now, who is that?
He is the guy who kind of told you to come here.
We fought him, right?
All right.
Yeah. You guys didn't actually fight him. You fought his friends.
Oh, okay.
Do we want
Remember the guys where we were trying to stop the fight?
Oh, yeah. And then we whooped their asses, and he was like, oh, you guys are really good fighters. And we were like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, basically, that's basically what happened.
All right.
So you guys are pushing. You push through a bunch of people in the crowd. You get to where the guard is, and he looks over, and he's like, well, what can I do for you?
We won't take a nap.
Well, you're in the wrong place to take a nap then, mate.
Ah, right.
I'm going to show him my badge.
Oh, this is my apologies. Yeah, sure. Go right in.
Oh, thank you.
I need everyone to please make a perception check.
Perception average.
Average. All right. I thought I did it. Where'd it go?
I guess I'll make it for five. Yeah, you did it. That is a skill, correct. It is a basic skill, so it should be.
Got it. I won. Wait.
I'm targeting someone, apparently.
Oh, yeah, you didn't.
I targeted Jasper. That's my roll was 69.
You failed. Errol and Jasper, as you guys are walking down the stairs, you both see out of the corner of your eye like a mini procession enter the Tin Spur. You see in front, you see two somewhat heavily armed guards with halberds, and behind them you see a very tall looking gentleman. He's clad in very expensive clothing with a big bushy black beard, and next to him is an older woman in what looks to be equally expensive jewelry and clothes. She's wearing black and gold, followed by some rather hooded individual who's also trimmed out in black and gold. And then behind them is another set of two guards with halberds. And just out behind the guards, you can see next to them is the lawyer that helped you, Osana Hernandez. She told you guys probably don't remember, but she told you that she was going to try to talk to a woman, Miss Karstad Stampf in your defense, and that she was going to talk to her today at the Tin Spur. So you can probably guess that this is her arriving. And then just past this procession, you see a familiar face in the watch regalia. You see Rudy Klumpenklug enter behind them.
Rudy.
And I have to take your characters and put them to the next area.
Yeah.
If I can find it. Yep. And you guys enter the fighting pits. Or, I'm sorry, the fighter's rest area.
Nice.
Okay. So as you guys walk in, you see you walk down the stairs and you push past this red curtain and you see a couple like benches. There's a little spread of food. There's nothing much. It's like finger foods and stuff, like some salads and other fruits, a hammock. To the left, you see some more places to rest out. You see a fighter in the very bottom left just kind of hanging out, relaxing. He's stretched up. There's a spa, like bathtub, like one of those almost Roman-style bathtubs with a little steam next to it. And in it is an absolutely gargantuan man with a huge double-handed battle axe resting to the side of the bathtub, and he's just got like a loincloth on, and he's got his furs and stuff he's taken off and folded next to it. And in the bottom right, you see someone else who's kneeling in front of some sort of a shrine.
I'm sorry, did you say there was an axe there?
There is an axe there.
All right.
But it is not your axe.
It is not.
So when we walk in and see the axe, Errol's going to kind of elbow Snorri and be like, hey, Snorri, his is bigger.
Snorri kind of chuckles, Master Errol, that's a good one. And Snorri now has a deep-seated anger for this axe and wants to kill the owner of the axe. So do I know who owns the axe, Steve? I'm sorry I missed that. The baby's rolling.
So you can assume very easily that it is the very, very large gentleman. And when I say very large, I mean he's pushing 7 foot tall, solid minotaur-like muscles. He's the one that's in the kind of sauna bathtub.
Have you ever heard the tale of David and Goliath? Snorri don't think he's no 7 foot tall man.
Hey, you do you, man.
Thanks, Joe.
Snorri like looks at him and he just is kind of like scowling at him. That's some axe you got there. Bet it's pretty dull, isn't it?
Are you saying that to him?
It's seen its fair share of battles. Has to have had a dull edge by now.
Are you saying all this to this gentleman?
I just can't figure out how we keep getting into fights.
should I not say that to this gentleman?
You
can. I'm just asking because I need to know if he's going to respond or not.
Yeah, I'm saying it kind of like a warrior-to-warrior thing. So, yeah, I do say that.
So in this booming voice, where he's not actually raising his voice, but the baritone in it kind of vibrates through your core.
You better hope it's sharp. You ever been killed by a dull blade?
I have. I kind of tickled.
Undead's filth!
Right. starts laughing with him.
No, seriously, it's very sharp. Don't fucking touch it.
Ah, right. Was it crafted by... Well, who was it crafted by? If you don't mind my asking.
I honestly don't know. I took it off of a foe.
Ah, I see. It's your treasure, then.
Yeah, spoils and all that, you know, lads.
Of course.
What be your name, little man?
My name be Snorri, and what might your name be, giant?
My name be Felix. Felix shit.
You feel like shit?
No. Felix shit.
Felix...
Shit.
Shit?
You got it.
See it.
So, I don't think I need to make you roll anything for this. But you guys remember that that is the name of the current champion that you guys are... Or not champion, the current fighter that you guys are fighting.
We're all fighting him?
So you guys are fighting him and three others.
Okay.
Oh, Steve, would I be able to tell that that axe is better than mine?
Well, it's bare knuckle. Anyway.
Do you have the evaluate skill?
I have the endurance skill.
If you have the evaluate skill, that lets you kind of appraise items. I would let you test for it.
Check your advanced skills. It's probably
it
be
does
there.
Not look like you have that.
No, I have entertain, art, melee, and basic melee. Could I use like the melee skill?
Yeah, you can go punch it and then see if it hurts more. Jasper has evaluate if you'd like to maybe ask him.
Damn. I'm the skill monkey here.
Yeah, apparently. I'll ask Jasper. Jasper. Are you
asking me in like a quiet voice or are you still?
You know what? I don't know how I would approach that. I would not say it in a way to be deceitful.
Okay. Just
like, Jasper, whose axe do you think is better? Mine or I forget his name already.
This is Felix.
Mine or Felix's?
Well, it's been a while since I evaluated axes, but let me check. And
so before you roll it, Brett.
Yeah.
You will have to like actually pick it up to test for it, because it's not something that you can just kind of look across the room like a scanner.
It's over 9,000.
I understood that reference.
So I would have to hold both axes?
Well, no, you can evaluate, you know, just one evaluate test. Right, I'm sure Snorri would let you hold his axe, but yeah, you'd have to hold both, not next to each other, just to kind of gauge their quality.
Could I ask Felix, do you mind if my friend makes a quick comparison of our axes here?
You want to? What? Why?
Well, I'm somewhat fond of my axe, but your weapon looks mighty nice there.
Well, it is mighty nice.
Why don't you make a average charm test? Because you said something nice.
I did say something nice. I'm not.
That's
good
a at basic. This. That's a basic skill.
Can anyone help me with that?
This isn't really something that you can help after you said something.
Hey. Marginally.
Yeah. All right. As long as you keep it where I can see it at all times.
Of course. I'm not trying to steal it from you. Right in front of your face, that's dishonorable.
I'm more worried about tampering. I don't know you lot. But be my guest.
And he kind of gestures with his left hand, like he waves towards it. It's like it's like 2 feet against him, leaning up against the side of the thing.
I'll pick it up gently, and I'll say, much obliged, friend, and you don't have to worry. As a priest, I would never do anything as dishonorable as tamper or steal it.
Oh, he kind of squints and notices kind of your outfit. And I'm assuming you have like symbols of Verena around on your garb and stuff, right?
Yeah, it would probably be on the robe.
Yeah, somewhere. So he's like,
or maybe like a necklace with a symbol.
Okay, so he's like, oh, you should have just led with that.
All right, so now I can use the evaluate?
Yep, you can go ahead and roll it.
All right, difficulty?
Challenging, just plus zero.
Every advanced skill seems challenging.
Well, zero is kind of like the
bones. Damn.
Even with the average, you would have failed anyway. So you can't really tell which one's which, but as you pick it up, you do notice that it is quite heavy, and you can tell the strength required to wield this is something that you would really struggle with.
All right, yeah, I'll gently put it down. And did I already handle Snorri's axe?
You can roleplay it if you want.
All right, I'll say, and Snorri, let me take a look at your axe.
Snorri playfully tosses the axe to him.
Oh, shit. You gotta make athletics.
I think you're okay. I'm assuming it's like a underhanded kind of...
Underhanded, like...
Yeah.
Sideways, so it's not...
Yeah. Sharp. I'm assuming he's not rearing back and chucking it.
I would not do that, no.
Okay. All right, so yeah, I'll just catch it, and then I'll kind of handle it a bit. So Snorri's is much lighter?
So you could, yeah, Snorri's is lighter.
All right.
That's kind of the only differences you can discern with that roll. All
right, yeah.
Other than the obvious size.
All right, yeah, I'll hand it back to Snorri, and I'll say I'm sorry to say, Snorri, I honestly can't tell which axe is better. The most I can tell you is that his axe is very, very heavy and requires great strength to wield it.
Mm.
It definitely not something you want to get hit with.
Right. You know what? I think I'll leave it at that. Well, that's unfortunate. I wish I had known who the crafter was. Might have given me some bit of information. Well, then, that's all right. I think I'll kind of just leave that.
Okay.
Anyone else want to say anything?
That guy's the only one in here?
There's a guy at the bottom. There's to the left, and a guy at the bottom right praying in front of some kind of shrine. And there's the gate out to the fighting pits proper straight ahead of you.
Do we know
Okay.
who we're talking
to? God, the shrine is dedicated to?
Why don't you make... Let's see. Do you have any religious lore or anything like that?
I do not.
All right, so let's see. What kind of lore do you have, Brett?
Theology.
So Brett, you can make a very easy theology, and Errol, you can make an average perception.
Did you say very easy?
Yeah.
All right, if I fail this, I'm taking a dark deal plus 60.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, since you're just trying to find out... what did it? Wow.
Wow.
Astounding. Does the app hate us today, or did you like tamper with it? Like, we have.
I don't think. I don't think you actually paid the app. You got to pay the app, Ian.
My eyes just start bleeding. I feel perception so bad.
Jeez. Yeah. Okay. So, Jasper, you look. I'm not even going to describe Errol's. I feel like he hasn't even gotten around to look at it, and Jasper blurts out, Ulrich.
Oh boy.
I feel like someone has something to say about that.
Probably.
If only we had a Brian here.
If Brian. Here.
What time is it? It's a little past 8.
It is 8, so I'm assuming he will be here shortly. Maybe. But all right, so you see this very large man. He's in kind of wolf furs, and he's knelt, and he's just silently staring at this temple. And the temple itself has like it's almost like a miniature diorama of like a wooden scene about 3 to 4 feet wide in a circle. And on this outcropping of snow-covered rock is this wolf that's in a howling position.
Okay. Yeah, so I tell the people in the group, I mean, obviously Ivan would know, but I'll say it's a shrine to Ulrich.
Snorri goes, "Who's that?"
Who's Ulrich?
I'm kidding.
Okay. Hmm.
I don't even know who you are.
I
know who you are.
Who that is? Never heard of an Ulrich. Wait, is that is the one that Brian worships, right?
Yep. That is correct.
Okay, yeah. God damn it. Keep lowering my chair instead of locking it in place.
Hey, Ivan, this guy's worshiping your Ulrich. Our Ulrich. Our Ulrich.
Oh my god. I love Ulrich. Oh, why can't we all just whip ourselves?
Got any chis poops?
Got any more chis poops?
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
I feel like we
should... doing a Russian accent.
Yeah, you do. I feel like we can come back to this a little bit later.
Okay.
So that he doesn't miss out. We'll just retcon. We'll say that you spent 10 minutes talking to him.
All right.
And then when good, Brian good. Comes on, we'll jump there real quick.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's around this point. You didn't notice that Felix had gotten up and had gotten ooh. Dressed, and him and the other fighter begin to walk out of the rest area the way that you came.
Would we know that it's about... Oh, he's going out the way we came in. Okay.
He's going out the way you came, yeah. Yeah, and if you guys aren't going to say anything, they're just going to walk out.
The other fighter was going out with him?
Yep.
So what does that guy look like? Clearly he's not as gigantic.
He's a little under 6 foot. He has a shield and a falchion-style sword, which in this game you would know is just a hand weapon. He's wearing some like light armor, like almost like, you know, like the Arabian style like dress where it's kind of like a whole bunch of folded over rags and stuff.
Gotcha.
He kind of looks like that.
Don't worry, I think we might be in over our head.
Hmm. Well,
they have left the rest area.
Hmm. What is a bare knuckle brawl? What's the worst that could happen? A few cuts and bruises?
I guess. I mean, I might take like 6 dark deals. I guess. I mean, I still don't like getting punched.
Well, just think of it this way, Errol. We've been through worse.
Yeah. Errol just kind of like stares into the distance for a moment. He's like, yeah. Why is that? Like, I feel like ever since we all met up, things have just gone downhill and just kept going downhill.
Well, all started with us being framed for that one dude's murder.
It's kind of messed up, isn't it? Like, why would they frame us?
Well, they must know that you're in the running to be King Errol after we talk you up a bit.
Yeah, that must be it.
Hmm.
Huh. I guess that's a worry for another day.
Yeah, just concentrate on the fight. Should be good.
Can't wait.
Hmm.
Are you guys just going to hang in here until the fight starts?
I think so.
I'm going to get shamefully wasted.
There's no alcohol in here, but you could go get some from the beer tent if you want.
Yeah.
Last time that didn't work so well.
It did not. I'm not going to do that.
Can I just say I appreciate that description?
What?
That you're going to get shamefully wasted.
So some time goes by. You, around 11:30, you all just hanging. This guy has not moved from the temple. Regardless of kind of what happens with Brian when he comes in, he's just sitting there, like in silence, praying to Ulrich.
Hmm.
Trying to find. So 11:30 comes about, and a guard walks in, and he calls out your guys' names. He's like, "Oh, Jasper, Errol, Snorri, and Ivan, is that you?"
"Yeah, that's us."
"Hi."
"Oh, okay. I was just sent to find you. I'm glad that you're already here. I just wanted to make sure that you were in the rest area. About 15 minutes or so, you're going to be called out for a little demonstration. Just, you know, for the crowd."
"Demonstration?"
"Well, you know, like to amp the crowd up, they kind of show your skills, and this way, you know, they can kind of, Willihard, who is the guy who kind of runs the place, he can make odds on the fight, you know, and then, you know, they take the bets and everything."
"Are you saying we're having to fight someone before we fight our first match?"
No. Not like just like you go and, I don't know, like some guys go, like this one guy, right, he had like a whip. So he went out there and he was doing all this like boiling it around his head and cracking it. You know, he was just like by himself, but, you know, just to kind of showcase what he could do. Just something like that."
"So this is like the Indiana Jones scene where the guy's twirling around with the sword and then the gun comes out and he dies."
"No, it's like the Hunger Games scene where they evaluate her based on her skills."
"Okay, neat.
We're just going to show off for the betters."
"Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right.
I just want to let you know, just keep your ear out. You'll hear your name called in about 15 minutes.
And he goes and he stands by the gate so that he can open it and close it for you guys.
Snorri takes a nap. "And my axe."
Okay, so you take a nap. What are the rest of you doing? Oop, and there's the guard.
Poe's not a nap, but he is just resting.
I'll pray to Verena.
Sure. Are you praying for anything in specific? Or just...
Well, those don't usually go so well, but is there something like a pre-combat blessing I could give?
That you have? Let's see what you got.
Or more like in-combat stuff?
Well, I think yours are kind of all like, they're all kind of about, you know, intelligence and stuff like that. So like, if you look at your religion section, those are the actual blessings you can cast, or you can just say that you're,
I'm looking at them.
Yeah. You're not really using a weapon, but you can give someone an initiative, but it only lasts for 6 rounds. So that would say that you could do that right before you go out for your actual fight.
All right. Which one is that?
The very bottom one. Blessing of Wit.
Wit. Okay. All right. I could try that. What is it? Challenging?
Yeah. It'd be a challenging prey test.
All right. So, I'll give it to...
Yeah. Why don't you wait until you're actually going out to fight? Because it's only 6 rounds. Unless you want to do it before the flourish as well.
Well, can I just roll it now and then I'll say that I actually do the prayer right before we go out?
Sure, that's fine. You hear silent, like crickets.
Alright. You'll see Jasper just shake a little fist in the air and go, "Verena, why have you forsaken me?"
Like an ember from the fire crackles out and you see it splayed out on the ground, and it kind of transforms into the scroll and then evaporates into nothing.
Yeah. That's that.
You can kind of infer that she's trying to tell you to study more.
Okay.
Okay, and Errol, you're just going to wait with Snorri?
Yeah, Errol's just kind of sitting, and in his head, he just kind of tries to talk to the voice he heard. He's just kind of.
Oh, you
like,
can always talk to the Chaos Gods.
Huh. Well, the one that said if we fight, it'll take away the dark deal.
Sure. What are you saying to it?
Errol's just gonna kind of be like, "Hello, I don't know who you are, or I mean, really, if you're even real. But I mean, if you could give me good luck for the next fight, I think I might need it. I think we might be in over our heads on this one."
So this voice echoes out inside of your own skull, this kind of serpentine, masculine yet feminine, sweet yet firm voice.
"My name is not Anzumiana, but I can give to you that is it. What else?
Actually, I think I'm good. I think I'm good.
Let me in.
That's beautiful, Steve.
Thank you.
Hey, Jasper.
Yeah.
So. Hypothetically, I
my son
heard a voice in my head, and it was telling me to let him in. I shouldn't do that, right?
Would I know what he's talking about, Steve? Do I know like enough about chaos and shit?
I mean, voices inside someone's head could be a bunch of things. It's up to you to defer. I'll leave that to you as a character.
Master Errol, you're hearing voices in your head.
Aren't you asleep?
I said resting.
Ah.
But not, I mean, not like asleep.
Yes, I guess.
What have these voices told you to do besides let them in?
Well, they told me to do this fight and that they would give me a blessing of some kind.
Hmm.
And it all sounded kind of nice at first, and then I kind of asked it for good luck just now, and it told me to let it in, which sounds bad.
I'm not entirely sure what you're hearing. There are some gods, like Ulrich, for example, that love fighting in battle, and it could be someone like him, but then there are other darker entities that want to be let in so that they... Well, do I know all this, Steve, right? I would kind of know about...
Nah, it's kind of like a secret. Like, they're out there and they're very active, but most normal people don't know that the Chaos Gods are. They know like what chaos is, and but they don't know the specifics. Like
even like a priest wouldn't know.
Why don't you make a? Let's just do a D10. Or if you roll the top half of the numbers, we'll say that you know. So no, you don't know the specifics, but you know that there are agents of chaos, but like you don't know the specifics that there's like four chaos gods. So.
Right.
People that kind of learn those things, like specifically study those dark powers, and they usually end up falling to chaos. It's kind of dangerous to do. That's why most people don't know all about it.
Gotcha. Okay, I'll say...
You know the gist.
Yeah, all right. So I'll say, yeah, some gods like Ulrich enjoy battle and fighting, so they might be cheering you on for that. But I've never heard of any god asking to be let in. So I would not do that yet until we find out more about what this voice is and what it wants.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking too. So I'm gonna not do that.
Okay,
Errol, so,
keep me updated, my child. I'm curious about this.
Yeah, you got it.
Errol, can you please make me a average cool test? Since you actively sought out the gods, you might gain a corruption point.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, wow. They're on your side.
I deserve that after the 100.
This is true.